Caution. Business operations in Nyeri town are slowly returning to normalcy after 2 weeks of anti-tax demos by Gen Z protesters. On Tuesday this week, a contingent of anti-riot police dispersed a group of youths who were planning to stage a demo in Nyeri town after word went round that the procession could be infiltrated by looters. The move followed last week's looting of Chieni supermarket in Nyeri town by suspected goons who made away with goods worth millions of shillings. The retail store is associated with Kieni MP Wainana Njoroge, who later said he lost at least ₱550 million during the raid. Njoroge is among Kenya Kwanza MPs alleged to have voted for the now-suspended Finance Bill 2024. A spot by KNA Today revealed most of the retail chain stores like Naivas, Mathai, Samrat and Katia's supermarkets had opened the doors for business having closed down on Tuesday for fear of looting by demonstrators. A contingent of anti-riot police could also be seen patrolling the town's streets. On Tuesday this week, word had gone round that goons were planning to take advantage of the anti-tax demos to raid Naivas and Mathai supermarkets. However, even as normalcy slowly returns, several businesses such as M-Pesa shops, clothes lines and even food joints remained locked for fear of a return of the demos that have seen at least 40 people lose their lives and property running into millions destroyed across the country. Peter Thury Ndiringu, chair of Naina SACCO, says the demos have really eaten into the PSV sector and warned of more losses unless an urgent solution found. He says over the last 2 weeks, the SACCO had to suspend its operations to Nakuru and Nairobi twice a week due to the protests translating to losses running into thousands of shillings. We have lost as a country and lost as public service vehicle sector, and unless the ongoing impasse between the protesters and the government is resolved, we are staring at a catastrophe. Let those who are protesting do so with sobriety and restraint, since they also want to have a country after all has been said and done. Nobody could comprehend the damage we shall suffer once this country reaches a tipping point, he has cautioned. Nyeri Governor Mutahi Kahiga had also appealed to both President Dr. William Ruto and his deputy Rigathi Gachagua to listen to and address the grievances being raised by the youth. Kahiga warned that failure to expedite tackling their issues would not augur well for the country. The protests, largely composed of young people, began a fortnight ago in Nairobi, with demonstrators clashing with anti-riot police, culminating into deaths and destruction of property running into millions of shillings. Tentacles of the demos later spread to at least 35 other counties, including Mombasa, Kisii, Kisumu, Meru, Kajiado and Nakuru, Makueni, Nyeri and Embu, among others. The demos continued growing in intensity despite the government's decision to shelve the controversial Finance Bill 2024 that had ignited the spark that led to the protests. What we have seen for the last 2 weeks is not a spectacle one would wish to continue for an extra day. We pray that our president, Dr. Ruto, his deputy Rigathi Gachagua and top officials in his government will sit down, talk and sort out this issue. The young men and women who took to the streets a fortnight ago is a glaring indication that we have failed as leaders, said Kahiga last week. On Wednesday last week, Dr. Ruto announced the formation of National Multisectoral Forum, NMSF, which will comprise of all stakeholders in addressing concerns raised by the youth. And on Saturday, Head of Public Service Felix Koske announced the creation of a national-level umbrella organization representing the youth, civil society, religious organizations, professional bodies and business community organizations. Also to sit in the team include the academia, student leaders, majority and minority leaders in parliament, and the Council of Governors. A National Steering Commission, NSC, comprising 100 persons shall be the apex organ of the NMSF, charged with providing the framework, modalities, agenda and timelines for a nationwide dialogue on matters raised by the youth. Among the items on the agenda included jobs, the nation's tax policy, national debt burden, representation, and accountability and anti-corruption measures, among others.